Best-selling author Nelson Nebil is known for his New York Times best-selling novels Plum Island, Nightfall, The Gold Coast, Radiant Angel. His newest is The Cuban Affair. This marks DeMille's move to a new publisher, and it is his 20th novel that introduces a new character as well. U.S. Army combat veteran Daniel Mac McCormick, now a charter boat captain who is about to set sail on a very dangerous cruise from Key West to Havana, 90 miles and yet a world away. The name of the new novel is The Cuban Affair, and we welcome Nelson DeMille back to the roundtable this morning. Nelson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be back.
So what brought you to this subject and wanting to talk about The Cuban Affair?
Well, you know, The Cuban Affair obviously set in Cuba and contemporary Cuba. It's always been a fascinating subject for me and maybe for others, hopefully. I'm old enough to remember the Cuban Revolution, which on New Year's Day, 1959, Castro entered Havana and toppled the Batista government. I do remember that, and I'm also old enough to remember the Bay of Pigs invasion and the Cuban Missile Crisis that almost brought us to World War III. And living here in New York, I know a lot of Cuban-American exiles, so it's always fascinated me. It's always on my bucket list to go to Cuba. It's close and yet so far, so to speak. And I had an opportunity about 2 years ago, October 2015, to join a Yale educational group that was going to Cuba. And I knew at that point I wanted to set a book in Cuba. So I went on the trip and learned a lot about Cuba that you can't learn by reading the newspapers or watching TV. And I came back and sat down and wrote The Cuban Affair.
In this novel, we meet Mac McCormick. He is a bachelor. He has come to Key West. He has served 5 years in the Army and has a Silver Star, 2 Purple Hearts, and ultimately takes up charter boat, doing charter boat tours. And then tell us a little bit more about Mac and how he comes into the story.
Yeah, I thought it was time to create a new character. A lot of my older characters are actually maybe eligible for Social Security by now, so I needed a 35-year-old. And Mac is born in Portland, Maine, and raised in Portland, Maine, went to Bowdoin College, comes from a good New England family, and after college, he dutifully goes down to Wall Street, works on Wall Street, gets bored, and decides he needs some adventure. And he joins the Army, becomes an infantry officer, 2 tours in Afghanistan. He's wounded on his last tour in Afghanistan, and which is kind of a life-changing experience, the whole thing was. So he goes down to Key West, supposed to be temporary, just to chill out a bit. But when we meet him, he's already been in Key West about 4 years. And to fill up his time, he purchases fishing boat, which he charters. So that's when we meet Mac in scene one, chapter one. And he's sitting in the famous Green Parrot Bar in Key West, Florida, waiting for a man named Carlos, who's a Miami lawyer, Cuban-American. And Carlos says he wants to charter Mac's fishing boat with Mac as captain. For a fishing tournament that's scheduled for Cuba, and Mac kind of turns it down. He doesn't really want to go to Cuba. And then Carlos offers him $2 million, and Mac knows this has nothing to do with fishing. This is something else altogether. And that's the kind of setup for the rest of the book.
We also meet Sarah Ortega, and she is one of Carlos's clients.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about her role in this.
Yeah, and Sarah is a third-generation Cuban-American and lives in Miami. She's an architect. But her grandfather was a Cuban-American, well, Cuban banker who worked for an American banking firm in Havana before the revolution. And as Castro's forces approached Havana, Sarah Ortega's grandfather took all his clients' money, mostly in American currency, $60 million, and hid it in a cave outside of Havana. And, of course, this is what they want to do, what they only want to recover. That's what the mission is about. So Mac's mission to Cuba has nothing to do with obviously, fishing tournament is to recover the $60 million. And Sarah Ortega has a map given to her by her grandfather to show where the cave is. Sarah Ortega also, of course, is young and she's beautiful. And she and Mac don't get along at first, but we know what happens after that. They have a romance, and I won't give too much of that away.
Obviously, in reading the book, you insert there is a lot of great Cuban history there, which I assume was of great interest to you as well.
Yeah, and I was a history major in school, and again, part of this is, you know, my memory and growing up here on the East Coast and knowing Cuban Americans, and part of it was just, you know, what I'd studied in college. So, you know, when I went to Havana, it was as much as you think you know about a place, when you actually get there, it's quite different. I mean, I set one of my books at Charm School in Moscow during the Cold War, and I went there before the wall came down. And, you know, you grow up with the Cold War, you think you know all about Moscow, but when you get to a place, the same as in Havana, it's really an eye-opener. There's a lot of misinformation on both sides, but when you're there, and I was there for like 14 days, and really got inspired in many ways to write a book that I thought was even-handed, that doesn't take one side or the other in this, you know, this 60-year disagreement between America and Cuba.
Talk a little bit about the pacing, not only of this novel, but of your novels in general. I mean, there is always just that frenetic, very fast-paced, lightning thriller quality with a whole lot of substance and also a whole lot of humor. Tell us about the balance of balancing that as a writer.
Well, it all is a balancing act. I mean, in one way, a lot of reviewers have called me, you know, the thinking man's thriller writer, and I like that, I guess. The story has to be first entertaining, and people care about people, so I really pay a lot of attention to my characters. And at the same time, I try to give them, you know, some humor, the kind of light humor that, you know, most Americans have. A lot of novelists take their novels very seriously, and their characters come across as pretty grim. But my characters tend to be a little bit more lighthearted, even in dangerous situations. So, you know, you got to balance that. And then, of course, is the pacing. Thrillers can't drag too much, but you really want to know, you know, where you are, what you're doing, why you're there. So I did a lot of, did the research on Havana. And I think people who read my books, they should be first entertained, but they also, hopefully, they're educated at the same time. And that's what I've been doing since the beginning, and it's kind of worked for me.
I have read at least two, if not three, reviews that have said that this is your best book to date. I ask you the question, do you feel, regardless of the reviews, do you feel as a writer more satisfied with what you are writing and what you are putting down?
I guess, well, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, and I've seen those reviews. You know, after 40 years, it's hard for me to think of writers who are actually at the top of the game, I hate to say it, but you have to kind of reinvent yourself every time, and you can't live on your past laurels. I don't care how many bestsellers I have. I approach each book as though I need to, A, prove myself again, but B, to be fair to my readers who are following my, you know, my career and buying my books. And I put a lot of effort into this book, and one of the reasons was I had to change publishers, so that was kind of reinvigorating. And but I was excited about the subject matter, Cuba. And I think that kind of shows in the book, too. So, yeah, maybe I wouldn't say this is my best book. It's my second best, I think. My first and my best book, I think, is The Gold Coast. But
yeah.
And then in the thriller genre, this is certainly my best.
Now, you mentioned of creating this younger character. So is this a character we'll read about again?
It looks that way. It wasn't the original intent. This is meant to be a standalone book. I didn't want to do a series or a sequel. But even early on in the publication process here, the book is getting such great reviews and good reader attention that I think we're going to see Mac again. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, the name of the new novel is The Cuban Affair. It is published by Simon and Schuster. Nelson DeMille, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Again, the name of the new novel, The Cuban Affair, published by Simon and Schuster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.